It's been well documented that as ocean temperatures warm, some fish are moving further south in search of cooler waters. But a new study published in the journal Nature has now identified the first detrimental impact that could prove fatal for some fish species. A team of Australian scientists has been studying an inshore fish that appears to be struggling as temperatures get too high, and scientists believe it's being pushed past its physiological limits. Environment reporter Sarah Clark.
Scientific monitoring of ocean temperatures off the east coast of Tasmania has confirmed a warming of nearly 2 degrees over the last 60 years. This increase is one of the most rapid in the Southern Hemisphere's oceans. It's with that in mind, a team of Australian scientists has been keen to see what impact it's having on fish.
So what we did is we looked at a very long live fish, banded morlong, and we're able to use information encoded in its otoliths, which are little bones found in the ears of fish that have tree rings, that have rings very much like tree rings. We were able to use the information in there to look at fish from different areas along the coast of Australia and in New Zealand, which is near the northern limits of the fish's population, and reconstructed its growth rates over the last, roughly 90 years. So a very long time span that we could begin to ask the question, do we see changes in growth rates which are commensurate with what we're seeing in a climate change context? And sure enough, we did.
At first, it looked promising, even positive. As temperatures rose, so too did the size of the fish. But when it got too hot, scientists found the news wasn't so good. Growth performance began to suffer, the fish became stressed, they needed more oxygen, they couldn't swim as fast, and climate change was beginning to push them past their physiological limits. Here's Ron Thresher from the CSIRO again.
And what it's telling us is that climate change has now reached a point where as things continue to warm up, we're passing the point where warm water is good for fish. Now warm water is becoming hot water, and it's becoming bad for the fish. And this is the first real indication, certainly in our part of the world, that climate change is having an adverse impact on the physiology and probable reproduction and everything else of these fish.
And your concern is obviously that this may eventually lead to death.
Well, if you warm things up too much, if you put a goldfish in a pot on top of your stove, sooner or later it's going to get warm enough that the fish will die. It's a very bad sign for what this thing is going to do.
So is it just the banded morwong? Well, according to these scientists, the problem is more widespread, and it's the inshore fish species which are likely to suffer the most.
Oh yeah, almost certainly. I mean, some species like tuna are probably going to be able to move up and down the coast. They're pelagic species in the open ocean, and they almost certainly will follow the changing temperatures. But inshore fish like banded morwong, which as juveniles and adults stay in the same spot for their entire lives, they simply have to live with it. And that's what these fish are doing. They're trying to live with warmer conditions, and there are lots of inshore fish that are going to be in the same kind of condition.
Dr. Ron Thresher from the CSIRO, ending that report from environment reporter Sarah Clark.